Ducks. To F.M., who drew them in Holtzminden prison. From troubles of the world, I turned to ducks. Beautiful, comical things, sleeping or curled, their heads beneath white wings by water cool, or finding curious things to eat in various mucks beneath the pool. Tails uppermost, or waddling sailor-like on the shores of ponds, or paddling left, right with fan-like feet, which are for steady oars, when they, white galleys, float, each bird a boat, rippling at will the sweet wide waterway. When night is fallen, you creep upstairs, but drakes and dillies nest with pale water stars, moonbeams and shadow bars, and water lilies. Fearful too much to sleep, since they've no locks to click against the teeth of weasel and fox. And warm beneath are eggs of cloudy green, whence hungry rats and lean would stealthily suck new life, but for the mien, the bold, ferocious mien of the mother duck. Yes, ducks are valiant things, on nests of twigs and straws, and ducks are soothy things, and lovely on the lake, when that the sunlight draws thereon their pictures dim in colours cool. And when beneath the pool they dabble, and when they swim, and make their rippling rings, oh, ducks are beautiful things. But ducks are comical things, as comical as you, quack. They waddle round, they do. They eat all sorts of things, and then they quack. By barn and stable and stack, they wander at their will. But if you go too near, they look at you through black, small, topaz-tinted eyes and wish you ill. Triangular and clear, they leave their curious track in mud at the water's edge, and there, amid the sedge and slime, they gobble and peer, saying, quack, quack. When God had finished the stars and whirl of coloured suns, he turned his mind from big things to fashion little ones. Beautiful tiny things, like daisies he made, and then he made the comical ones, in case the minds of men should stiffen and become dull, humourless and glum, and so forgetful of their maker be, as to take even themselves quite seriously. Caterpillars and cats are lively and excellent puns. All God's jokes are good, even the practical ones. And as for the duck, I think God must have smiled a bit, seeing those bright eyes blink on the day he fashioned it. And he's probably laughing still at the sound that came out of its bill.